Hawaii's drivers are turning to electric cars in greater numbers than ever. Sales went up 26% last year. They have significant advantages, especially for island dwellers whose daily mileage falls well within the range of electric cars. The Blue Planet Foundation is sponsoring an electric island drive this Sunday, a caravan-style electric vehicle parade to close out National Drive Electric Week. Shem Lawler is the Blue Planet Foundation's clean transportation director, and for purposes of our discussion, we asked him to look beyond the environmental benefits and make the case for the electric car.
Most of the time you hear people talk about the environmental benefits and the air quality benefits, but there is a very strong case for electric vehicles just on consumer needs. Electric vehicles, depending on how and where you charge, can be, you know, one-third the cost of the fuel cost of a gasoline car. So if you're, you know, filling up with gas and you get 25 miles per gallon, you're probably paying 12 to 14 cents per mile of driving fuel costs. With an EV, you're looking at 3 to 6 cents per mile. So there's significant cost savings on the fuel side. Additionally, electric vehicles have quite a bit fewer moving parts. You know, your gasoline car, you have a transmission, you have the pistons and the all the support systems for the engine. In an electric car, you basically just have an electric motor, which consists of a, you know, a bundle of copper, and you run a current through and it starts spinning. It's very simple, very very economical, and so there's very few things that can go wrong. People tend to say that you save about, you know, you maybe pay 1/4 of the total maintenance costs with an electric car that you would pay with a standard gasoline car.
And that's over a period of time.
Over
that's
the lifetime, yeah. So it's pretty significant savings. Additionally, I mean, people who get into an electric car, one of the things we do a lot is we do electric vehicle ride and drive events. And it's really interesting to see people the first time they drive an electric car, and they're pretty shocked at how powerful they are. If you are doing a high-speed race on the freeway, maxing out, an electric car is probably not going to compete with a fast sports car. But off of the line, electric vehicles, all of the power is available immediately. So there's no delay. There's a lot of torque. And, you know, whether you're merging in into a lane and need a sunburst of power or what have you, people really tend to enjoy driving an electric car much more than a gasoline car. At least I know I do.
These the pleasures that you describe are the pleasures that are associated with a great big honking gas-burning engine, right? You know, 400 horsepower under the hood and a couple of carburetors and all that.
That's one of the reasons we do those electric ride drive events is because you really need to get people into an electric car to feel that, to experience that, to kind of change their minds. Overall, the vast majority of people, once you get them an electric car, they don't want to go back to a gasoline vehicle.
What's different about a hybrid?
So there's a couple different kinds of hybrids. There's a traditional hybrid, which essentially has an electric motor, a small electric motor that can help start a vehicle off of the line, that has that low-end torque that is more efficient with an electric car than a gasoline car. And then they have what we call regenerative braking. So when you're slowing down, it actually takes energy back from the wheels and puts it back in the battery. But then for most of the driving, you have an electric engine. There are also cars we call plug-in hybrids, which have a larger electric motor, just like a regular fully battery electric vehicle, but then have like a small gas tank and either a small engine that can actually drive the wheels, or sometimes, in some cases, a small engine that can just recharge the battery once the battery's getting low, to drive the electric engine.
It's still primarily running on the electric. It is running on the
electric. Yeah, it actually only runs on the electric battery, but it has that small gasoline engine to recharge the battery if you run out of of charge.
Just the way cars do with their batteries now.
Right, essentially, right. Yeah. And then you have fully battery electric, what we call BEV, B-E-V, battery electric vehicles, which is your, you know, your Teslas, your Nissan Leaf, your Chevy Bolt with a B.
And that's a big rechargeable battery?
Exactly.
How big? I mean, you know, well, compared to an engine, say.
In terms of size, it really depends on the vehicle. Typically, they try to make it flat. So you may be like 4 to 8 inches thick and then covering most of the bottom of the vehicle. In terms of the capacity, the way we talk about batteries in electric vehicle is in terms of kilowatt hours. So typically, an electric car can drive about 3.5 miles on 1 kilowatt hour of battery capacity. Mm-hmm. So like the Nissan Leaf I drive is a 24 kilowatt hour battery. I can get somewhere between 80 and 100 miles of range, depending on how hilly the terrain is and how much I'm using the air conditioning and whatnot. The first generation EVs, which really launched in around 2010, 2011, that's your Nissan Leafs and Chevy Bolts, and a little bit later the BMW i3s.
Chevy Volt with a V.
Volt with a V, right.
Yeah.
Those all had like 16 to 24 kilowatt hour batteries.
Mm-hmm.
At the time when those vehicles were first released, it cost about $1,000 per kilowatt hour of battery capacity. So the Nissan Leaf was, you know, about a $25,000 battery pack in the first models. 6 years later, those prices have fallen down to $150 to $200 per kilowatt hour. So about 80 to 85% reduction in the cost of batteries. So that makes it a lot easier for manufacturers to put larger batteries in, more energy capacity, and obviously longer range at lower prices. So we expect that those trends will continue, and there's a lot of reports that are out there that say sometime between 2020 and 2025, the battery electric cars are going to cost essentially the same as conventional vehicles.
Right now they cost what? Average, maybe $10,000 more than a comparable.
It depends
gas
on. I mean,
car.
It's very model specific. There's a couple things that are contributing to the higher prices that we've seen. The first thing was the battery costs, but the second thing is just scale. Automakers, you know, they have. If you're talking about like Honda, the Accord, the Civic, the scale of production that they've built in their manufacturing capacity is pretty big, and the larger the scale, the lower the per unit cost.
Sure,
and so. We anticipate that as manufacturers start scaling up the amount and the number of models of EVs that they build, they're going to achieve greater scale of, you know, economies of scale with the battery production, with the actual car production, and that'll cause the prices to fall. And then obviously the battery costs have been falling steadily for the last decade, really, and that'll contribute significantly to the cost falling. And then, you know, engines, gasoline engines do cost a lot of money. That's a lot of the cost of the battery, or the conventional vehicles. And so at some point, the differential between the cost of the battery and the engine is going to be basically the same. And then with the lower fuel and maintenance costs of the electric vehicles, I have a hard time believing that 10 years from now, anyone's going to have a rational reason for buying a gasoline car anymore.
Shem Lawler is the Clean Transportation Director for the Blue Planet Foundation and the Sustainable Transportation Coalition of Hawaii. They're hosting their second annual Electric Island Drive this Sunday. The caravan-style electric vehicle parade is a part of National Drive Electric Week, celebrating zero-emissions vehicles and highlighting their benefits. You can learn more about it on our Facebook page, The Conversation.